Welcome to this week's podcast of Breakthrough Church from Bayswater in Melbourne, Australia. For more details and further resources, visit breakthrough.org.au. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Hallelujah. I just want to share just a couple of thoughts just because we're going to lead into the baptism. Can we put the lights on the baptismal font? Hallelujah. Some people have said the water is very cold. I said, no, this is Melbourne, that's fresh. We don't have cold here, we don't have icy, we have fresh. But David is going to get baptized, and I've already pre-warned him, this is fresh. This is not, sometimes we're able to heat it up, make it a little bit warm, but not here. But I wanted to show an example of something. So I'm going to preach. I thought originally my idea was to do my whole message with this, till I tried it, and I realized in the interest of waking up tomorrow with my neck still in a good health, I'm not going to preach my whole message with this, because I put it on and said, well, that's not too bad. You know when you do something about 10 seconds and think, that's all right, and you walk around about 2 minutes later, that's a lot, it got heavier. And after, you know, how many know that things get heavier the longer you're holding them or anything? How does that work? So, can you turn with me to Psalm 107? Because I just wanted to show what things look like in our hearts sometimes. And I love illustrations because they help you to focus. And in Psalm 107, we have a whole lot of, examples. And Psalm 107 starts with this phrase, I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. In other words, it says, God is good. God is very good. His mercy and kindness, so powerful. So rich. And it says, let those that have been rescued by his goodness keep it quietly to themselves and not tell anybody. Just make it their own private business. It doesn't say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It is your role and your job to say, you know how God is good? Well, that's just not a statement. That's I give testimony to it. It's not just something that I've heard about. It's something I've experienced. I was reading in a book, Cam had a book that I was just reading a few pages of. Talked about a policeman, this is in the States, who pulled over a driver. You know, had something like a tail light out or something small. But when the guy got out, he didn't realize the guy had just come out of prison, had already got a handgun that he shouldn't have. And so when he got stopped, this guy knew who was in serious trouble if he was discovered what he was doing. But the policeman had no knowledge of that. He just thought he was stopping some normal. And the guy already made the decision. He said, I'm not going back to prison. I'm not going to be taken in. So he gets his gun and steps out. And the policeman looks. And before he could react, the guy gets up and points a gun at him. But the policeman is wearing a bulletproof vest. He knows that. The policeman knows that. And he realized as the guy points at his chest, he realizes he won't have time to reach his gun before it's fired, but if the guy fires at his chest, he will have time to absorb that, take his own gun, and return fire. But he's got to rely on the bulletproof vest stopping that first shot. He said he knows how bulletproof vests work. He trusts in their reliability, but at that moment, he's trusting in it in a different way. Do you know what I mean? If someone says, you trust that a bulletproof vest can stop a bullet? Oh, yes, I do. Well, put it on and stop a bullet. Well, that's different to just trusting it. Suddenly it's gone from I trust what it can do to putting my trust in it. And this Psalm 107, it says, all the people that have seen Jesus stop the bullet in their life give God glory. Not the theory, not the if it ever happened, the hypothetical. It's like, no, this has happened. And so Psalm 107 has a whole lot of examples of things about people's lives. So I love it because it's sort of very descriptive. In verse 4 it says, the people were wandering in the wilderness. It talks about people that were wandering, didn't know they were out in the wilderness. It's dry, it's tough. But he brings them in. So verse 8, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for his wonders to the sons of men. He has satisfied the thirsty soul. The hungry soul is filled with what is good. If you've been in the wilderness and you've been brought to a place where you've been able to drink of the waters that Jesus said, if you drink from me, you'll never thirst again. If that's your experience, you're the redeemed and you can say so. And that says, talks about verse 10, those who dwelt in darkness and the shadow of prisoners, in misery and chains. It says those that had rebelled against God and his words, they had brought chains upon themselves in their rebellion. They'd ended up in chains. This was their experience. There are people that are chained and carrying weights and they cannot get rid of them. They're the results of their own rebellion. And then it says, verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He broke their bands apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. He has shattered the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. It's verse 17, it talks about, in the first four, it says those that have wandered. In verse 10, it talks about the prisoners under trapped and in chains of their rebellion. Verse 17, I think it just sort of says, listen, I'm not sure if you're covered by any of those, but verse 17 probably covers us all. It says fools. All the fools have just lived a stupid life of rebellion before God, tried to do it their way, and he's brought them out. Let them give thanks to the Lord. Verse 20 says that those who go on the ships, talks about the sailors. And verse 25 says, when you're in that big storm, not just any storm, that a giant storm, says, you know, you go up in the waves and then down to the depths. Verse 27 says, they reeled and staggered like drunken men. And then it says, I love this, they were at their wit's end, or all their wisdom was swallowed up. In other words, it says, these are experienced sailors, and yet they got to the point they do not know what to do. They have run out of options. All right? How many people like that? I can handle the storms of life, but you get to the point, I don't know how to handle this. I'm overwhelmed. It says, you need to be able to call out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He brought them out. He caused the storm to be still. Verse 31, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the seat of the elders. In other words, he said, let these people lived out in the ships, let them come into the land and let them say, let me tell you what God did for me. Let me tell you what God did for me. So I'm going to give David a couple of minutes to tell us why, what is his story. It's not going to be full. I just wanted to give a snapshot. I told him a little bit about Psalm 170. He said, oh, that's my psalm, that's my story. All of it. That's how I feel. So David, why don't you come? Why don't you share what God has done for you? Look what the Lord has done. Look what the ransomed can declare his goodness. So just come up here, David. We'll baptize you in a few minutes. We'll do this first. And kids, that's why I've let you stay in here, so you can hear and see all this. But David, what's your story?
by grace alone, isn't it? I've been a Christian, God come to my life probably 20 years ago, I think. I see myself in this psalm. By grace and faith, that's what God's been doing in my life in 20 years. I guess sometimes we don't take it on faith, we try to make it our own, but thank God he's patient, eh? Praise God, he's patient. Praise God for his mercy. Praise God for his love. I thank God that he finds and brings it into our lives, that it's he alone. Nothing by it works. Nothing we can do. But I praise God for his mercy and his grace. And it's taken on faith. And sometimes I've struggled with that for 20 years. Got a family, 6 children, on fire for God. Go through a divorce, end up in the mess. I was an alcoholic 6 months ago. Drink a bottle of bourbon every night. Thank God for grace. We can put our trust in him. Amen. It's a promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank him for this day. I thank you for that grace. That's all I can say, it's grace and faith, guys.
David, I think that part of that verse where it talks about the sailors coming to their wits' end, I think you can relate. You just didn't know what else to do, and yet here you stand. Your family restored, your life back on track, God working.
I've got to say, I went over to Adelaide last year. I've got 6 children. I never actually seen anything for 10 years. I was in a state truck driver, so I lived in my truck for many years. I couldn't even put a picture of the kids up my truck. It just broke me. But I went to Adelaide, praising God, thanking for this opportunity to spend with my kids. But guess what? So foolish, how foolish we are. I didn't take God with me. I thought I could do it. So, if anyone's struggling with anything in life, I can assure you, it's by faith and grace alone, guys. Praise God. I've got a great relationship with my daughters now, and it's founded on that rock of salvation. Nothing of me. Hallelujah.
Amen. How many remember last week we had your daughter Brooke and your son Sam standing here with him celebrating his 50th birthday to come over from Adelaide. And what a difference, 10 years, separation, brokenness, and yet God had restored it. And like he said, things started to go well. I can handle it from here. And how many know when you say, I can handle it from here, God? You just, I think I can carry the weight of this chain. And God's, that's not
like
how it works.
Maybe next week.
You've got to give me everything.
I'm going to share with you.
You've got to give me it all.
What the bolt cuts are in reality.
Manage
what the process is to do that. So if you're looking at this and say, you know, I've got some chains. Everything. I've got some things hanging in my life.
Co-work,
one of these bolt cutters. It's all very well in an illustration, but what's the real ones that can get in my heart?
And I asked Phil.
I'll share next week what the bolt cutters
come up
are.
I gave him a pair of bolt cutters just before the service. And I said, this is for the baptism.
Those here free.
I think David and Phil both
use this process, and I want to share that with you.
What sort of baptism is this?
You come for that and bring people here. If they need bigger in chains, they'll hear how to be set free.
I want you to cut these chains.
Hallelujah. But David, I want you to come.
I want us to see. This is what's happened today. This is why he's going in here, because this has happened to him, and I will try and catch them so we don't break feet or toes.
I'm going to get you to turn around and sit down, so we're not going to try and do this from full length, so you'll sit down. Hallelujah. Can you put your feet out, because I'm going to
put back
that should. There you go. All right. Can you start praying for David? Hallelujah. David, based on your confession and your trust in Jesus Christ, based on the fact that you have put your whole trust in him, you've given up trying to do it yourself, you've given up trying to co-lead your life, you've made him the leader, and he's broken those chains off. He's given you this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to baptize you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast from Breakthrough Church. We hope it helps you in your life as a follower of Jesus. If you have any questions or would like someone to talk to or to pray with, we would love to hear from you. You can find all of our contact details at breakthrough.org.au. Have a great week.